Good morning, everyone.
Good morning and welcome back for the third day of our conference. We hope you all slept well. We did. We were pretty exhausted after yesterday. The energies were off the charts, to say the least, for the last 2 days. And this morning we'll start off pretty much the same way. But before we get into the day, some of you were wanting to know where the placement of our new beings on our chart was, and our fantastic graphic artist, Miss Kimberly, has created this for us this morning. And she has posted this on the Facebook page along with another awesome graphic she created. So if you can see, our screen is reversed for us, but Anrata is in that northwest quadrant, okay? Sarazan is in the northeast quadrant. And the southeast quadrant, which you can't see on our screen, is Toama. And Meikyu is over here in the southwest quadrant. So these great beings, when they joined us yesterday, if you remember when we went into the center of the pink diamond and we talked about those platinum lightweight rays that were, was now infusing the magenta color coding. All these grand beings came in on that platinum light ray. Okay. But Kimberly posted this on your face, on the Seating in the Divine Facebook page this morning. So you guys will have the updated graphic. Okay. And as you can see, the Magdalene has now joined the center with Yeshua. Okay. And we are most pleased to have all these grand beings here and supporting us. You ready? Okay. So everybody take a deep breath. Relax yourselves. Be centered in our crucible. Feel the expansion of the energies of these past 2 days as they fill this space. And say good morning to all the grand beings who support us on every step of this journey. Now please join me in welcoming Archangel Gabriel for our centering meditation this morning. Greetings, it is I, Gabriel. We welcome you to this crucible. All members of the non-physical members greet you with great love and gratitude for what you are participating with us in and accomplishing in the physical realm. We come to you in the quantum field. So if you will now begin to notice yourself in your light body, in your quantum field of light, that beautiful creative space where you have unlimited opportunities to create in the realm of form. This is why you have come. And you are now able to be in your full expression of soul spirit using a physical body in the highest expression of your divinity. So take a deep breath and be present in this very moment. Be present with us, joined in our crucible, in the quantum field, in your light body. Feel the shift and changes that have occurred within our crucible and your ability to begin to acquaint yourself with this vast creative energetic field. Each time you consciously access this field of creative energy, you reinforce and help integrate that within your unified field. You become familiar with this field of creative energy, and you begin to know it intimately. Take a deep breath. Very present in this moment. Very anchored in your light body. And now welcome Yeshua. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I join you along with the Magdalene, from the center of the diamond graphic that is vibrating within this quantum field. I am here now to initiate you in the final activation of your light body. This activation is a light activation, unlimited source light. It will take some time to fully integrate this last stage of light body. So I would like to present to you what happened 2,000 years ago when we were all together in many, many expressions that you, just like you, provide such a unique part of this crucible. You also provided a very unique part of that community that supported the teachings that I was called forth to provide in seed in the physical dense realm of that particular time sequence. Together, as a community, we practiced unity. We were very well aware of the element of love. And we could operate in our bodies to a certain degree in that quantum field. But it was limited by the bodies that were occupied by each individual, also the earth, the electromagnetic fields of the earth, the electromagnetic field of the body. So our full expression that you are now becoming acquainted with was unavailable at that time. But our job was to seed that awareness within the physical realm, even as dense as it was. Many of us studied in the grand mystery schools in various places of the world that brought us together as a community with intent and purpose. You were all there. Every one of you, in some capacity. And we want you to know that. And now a grand crescendo is taking place of what we seeded together 2,000 years ago. I, as your teacher at that time, myself and the Magdalene, took on two iterations of our light body in the course of those many years that we studied in the mystery school and that we were together in a community, just as you have established in the present time sequence in your body. Now, I would like to talk to you about the most unpleasant part of our journey in that time sequence, and that is the crucifixion. In the crucifixion, you helped me attain this final stage of light body in a body during those 3 days in the tomb when many of you ministered to me in that reception. It was that crucifixion that put such a imprint on that time sequence, because not only was I crucified, but as a divine image of the all that is in a male body, the divine masculine was crucified in the physical realm and not usable. And the presence of the Magdalene, as well as Mother Mary and Anna, and the anguish they felt in this event also silenced the divine feminine. You have brought that and resurrected it so that the divine feminine could come forth and blossom and begin to present a field of divinity that allowed the divine masculine to resurrect in its full iteration. So over the course of this 3 days, this has been stressed again and again, unity, unity at all levels. And yesterday, with the Magdalene presenting the silencing of that divine feminine, was removed. And when I came forth to present to you that unity, all iterations of unity consciousness, the divine masculine was resurrected. And also then was brought out of the silence. This, beloveds, is what you have with us, not only seated, but brought into form in this time sequence. It is all not all integrated yet, so we are very dependent on you to integrate that over the next 3 to 5 years fully in your consciousness and hold it in your body stably. You have been given through these teachings in the last 5 years tools to accomplish this. And for this, we are eternally grateful. We are amazed at what you have accomplished with us in these last 5 years of your time sequence. So now, I would like to proceed, now that I have given you some information that will help you greatly in the next months and few years of your time. We would like to start now and activate that light iteration of your light body and bring it into its fuller function, whole and complete. We are already joined together in that quantum field that offers opportunities for access to many dimensions. So as you join with me, and I gift and present to you what I had attained several years, over the course of several years, 2,000 years ago, after the crucifixion. So I now present that to you, that iteration of light body that I planted in the physical realm, in the human form. I now present that to you and unify your light body once and for all. Receive it now, whole and complete. Feel it vibrating in your sacred heart, throughout your chakra system. The chakra system not only of your body, but your light body. It is in your unified field. It is affecting the electromagnetic currents within and around your body, bringing them fully into equilibrium, balance, and unity. And because you hold it in your body, it affects the electromagnetic field of the earth. And we will be today, we will be gifting that to the earth so that the proper environment is established in the earth of its original state and in the fields of all human iterations. So as you receive it, feel the difference in your light body. Feel the difference . The light body is calm, in full balance, having those 12th dimensional imprints of the elemental community fully accessible, having the light, that magnificent, undifferentiated light of Source flowing continually in and through every part of the light body. And from there, you have the ability to model in your etheric body all of those frequencies into the physicality, changing it at a cellular level. With this activation of the light body, the etheric body is changed, and it becomes what the Eastern doctrines talk about as the Ka body. But it is, in fact, that etheric body, it becomes the light body. And because you have received it in your physical body energetically, it will be an easy transition for you over the next 3 to 5 years. Have no expectations, beloveds, but just gradually receive and know that soon your body will be fully anchored because of this light body in taking the place of your etheric body. You will be fully capable of operating in a fifth dimensional physical body. The energetics will be entirely different. The physical look of the body will be the same. And as you walk the earth from this day forward, you transmit it continually. Every interaction you have, every place you walk, you need to do nothing but be the Christed vehicle that you are. It was such an honor to be able to present this final imprint of light to you at this time. Although time has no meaning in my realm, humanity has waited a very long time. And I am in great gratitude to the all that is, to be with you now, sharing that initiation. So now I would like you to sit with me together in the full iteration of light body as I reflect it to you from the quantum field. So let us sit together in the radiance of our light body. Take a deep breath. Feel the unity of us together, heart to heart, soul to soul, spirit to spirit, unified in our light body. Full and grand expression of our individual Christ itself. Have no expectations, beloveds. As I step back and allow you to integrate your own individual light body, be gentle with yourself and allow this integration to proceed with ease, equilibrium, in the fullness that it is intended, whether it take 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, is of no consequence. Time, as you know it, does not exist in this field. So each of you, as you have received it, will assimilate it, fully integrate it in your energetic field as it is intended. No two are alike. Never, ever, ever compare yourself to another, for you are unique unto yourself. As soul spirit intended. In great love, blessings. Take a deep breath. Do not move out of this space, but hear my voice. We will take a 10-minute recess to nurture each one of you, yourself. Be complete in what you have received at this moment before we move on. So we will take a 10-minute recess and we will continue in 10 minutes from this moment. Mm-hmm. Joe, can I get you to say something again?
Something again?
Okay, you didn't pop up. You're not popping up on my screen.
Nope. Okay, I got you. I'll, let me change something. I got you all spotlighted right now.
Okay, that way I can move you back
say
up.
Say something. All right, does that put me up front now?
No, I don't see you. There you are. Yeah, but it's not at the top of the screen.
That's all right.
There's Janet on our screen.
I can't spotlight myself.
There he is.
I don't know how to get you up
there. Okay, there you go. There you are. You did it.
Okay.
All right.
I took a minute for that setting to take it back.
All right. Let us begin the next part of this session this morning.
Be sure you're muted. And Joe, you got everybody? Everybody muted? Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right. This next session, Metatron wanted to come and make some comments and kind of connect all of the pieces and parts that have occurred over the last 2.5 days. So if you'll take a deep breath, be very centered in this moment, very open and receptive. And please welcome Lord Metatron. Much has happened in the last few days of your time. And as you have been with us in this crucible, when you are immersed with us in the quantum field, in this crucible, time and space are totally different, and I'm sure you have begun to notice that. Linear time does not exist in this field. Only many different dimensional sequences that hold their specific iterations of time and space as it applies to the physical realm. This whole project, dear ones, has been all about resurrecting a planet and the human iteration into its original state. You are now able to access a creative realm of energetics. So I would like to just make some points about what has occurred in the last 2.5 days. The activation, the final activations of the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates was crucial at this juncture of your evolvement and your project as bringing back to the physicality, the fullness of humanity and the fullness of Earth from the perspective of its origination point. So those two final activations were crucial because it afforded you the opportunity to alter your unified field, to bring equilibrium and unity more functional within that space. And it's that equilibrium piece that was brought in through the sixth dimension and also the seventh dimensional light template that afforded you the opportunity to alter the electrical charges in the field, bringing them not to the forefront, but in complete balance with the magnetics, and made usable as needed in your creations, but always within that balance so that there were no charges that emanated from your mental or your thoughts that were out of alignment with the nature of you, of the emotions that you are capable of holding and resonating. So because of this equilibrium piece, there's no charge in the emotion or reactive state from that third dimensional or even fourth dimensional space that you previously occupied. So it removed the distortions from your field, your unified field, and everything started to unify and come into complete balance. And this was a very important activation that affects not only your energetics, but the energetics of the earth and the energetics of all humanity who are here now and who will be using this venue for their individual expression. So the light packets were also impacted in that all of that was drawn into the light packets. And if we briefly discussed with you previously that there is eventually one just massive light packet that holds it all. But right now, there are certain iterations that apply to you physically, which are very important now and will take some time to fully integrate. So these light packet iterations, as they appeared to you as sequential, were sequential for your need in absorption and changing your physicality, as well as changing and unifying your mental emotional body. That huge rift that was present in third and fourth dimension has become more unified. There's still a little integration here to do in regards to what you've activated in these last 3 days. But within the next 3 years, that mental emotional body will come into not only coherence, but complete unified expression so that there's no separation. You don't have these reactiveness that you do now because of the rift, the separation between the two. You think a thought and then it's a while before you have an emotional response. Shorter period now, much shorter. But, or you have an emotional reaction to something and it's a while before you can coordinate your thought so it can be processed through the neurology of your body. So as this body unifies and becomes one in that equilibrium, it changes your neurology. All of these light sequences, all of these iterations of you and these activation are affecting you on every level, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So at that physical level, your neurology is changing because of these activations. And the neurology then can process the complexity that streams through in your creations, your mental emotional body as a unified body. So that neurology in your body has to be able to create the thoughts and process them to manifest them, because the process is still the same. As you create and manifest, you have to create it in your thoughts and your intentions, and you have to amplify and move it through your emotional, through passion and all of those more refined emotions. So these activations, these final activation in this sequence of teaching, has brought all of that to the forefront and begins to operate from the fullness of those activations over the course of the next 2 or 3 years. So that includes that sixth and seventh dimensional light template, which is the these were the primary activations that had to take place before you could fully begin to access in that quantum field levels of eighth and ninth dimension. These are already in place in that quantum field awaiting your exploration. So these activations were of primary concern to us, that you were given those activations and the ability at the time, you had the ability to access the quantum field and also make usable these activations. And that's what all these teachings have been about, very gradually, but very precisely over the last 5 years. So the light packets are all affected, 1 through 7, as we explained to you in a previous teaching, that as you activate more DNA strands, those strands then affect all the other strands that were activated, all of the chakra system of the body where those packets were placed are enhanced by every step you took in activations of those iterations of light packets. So now you have this grand unified field of these iterations of the light packet operating in equilibrium, one affecting the other. So your physical body is being affected, your mental emotional body is being affected, the DNA strands, so that eventually you will be able to you have all 12 strands in your DNA, which relate to the body, activated and operating in that unified field and having full accessibility to all of it within that quantum field. Everything is shifted now into that massive quantum field of light. So now let's talk about this beautiful last initiation of light body. That too enables you to access more and more of that quantum field in your light body, because everything in that light body now is stable, unified, operating in equilibrium, and reflecting It's becoming your etheric body and transmitting to your physical body, helping that physical body's consciousness follow your consciousness as soul spirit, but also helping your body change at a cellular and molecular level through the communication streams and transmissions that it receives from the light body. So this has been brought together for you right now in this quantum field, for you to know what a massive being of light that you are, and the variations of expressions and creative abilities, the ability to travel within dimensional sequences, not only fifth, sixth, seventh, but now you're entering the parameters of the eighth and soon the ninth. As this integration, these massive integrations take place, and as we have told you, it's between somewhere, it's hard to gauge the way you keep time, but between 3 to 5 years. And it's just in the, you using it, becoming accustomed to it, making adjustments along the way, and allowing that integration to proceed as you individually need it and can use it. So there's no rush here. We teachers of light, myself who oversees all of that, don't just say, oh, we're done, see ya. That does not happen. We are continually part of your expression in form. And this crucible will remain and grow as you are able to raise up in that quantum field and use it very proficiently. And that's not too far off here. You'll be amazed in the next just 3 months how things change in your daily life. And it just grows from there. So we are delighted and amazed at what you have accomplished in 5 short years of your time sequence. To us, it's like a flash. But to you, it was, for some, a rough journey because you had a lot of clearing to do previous to these 5 years. You had years of preparation to come into this master sequence of activations and teachings. And we are so appreciative of all of your effort, your tenacity, what you have brought to this project sets the template for many to follow. And for those who are just entering your realm of experience, it is so appreciated by those souls because they are able to express themselves at their more individual level at a much higher sequence than they were if they would have come in 10 years ago. They waited for you to do this, many of them, because they are the next 3 generations who will bring this more into form. More and more will be accomplished because of how you set that base so stably. And we ask your continued effort and your continued practice and transmission and staying with us, stay the course. We are not finished, but we have just finished a segment of activations and iterations. And when that settles in a little more, we will open a whole new series for you to experience. So just as when we began, we had to set the foundation. So that foundation is going to be set in the next year or two. And then we will proceed. And we are happy, happy, happy to present these things to you at this time and get you into a place where you realize that there is no end to what you can create on any level. So with that, beloveds, I will withdraw from this space, but I do not withdraw from your crucible. I do not withdraw from you, but just from this technological space. Blessings.
Blessings.
So, take a deep breath. And I think we will call that our conclusion for this morning's session. It is now 11:20 our time. So we will break for our lunch and further integration, further quiet space for you. And we ask you that you honor that, because a lot transpired energetically this morning. So we will meet again at, what do you think, an hour and a half?
Yeah, an hour and a half.
Which would make it, let's say it's 11:30, 12:30, 1 o'clock Central Time. So whatever an hour and a half is from now for you, we will meet again for our afternoon session.
Right. Please be on time. Okay.
Okay.
Enjoy your break.
Enjoy your break. Blessings.
Blessings.
There.